Josh Kerr of Great Britain has set the athletics world ablaze by breaking the long-standing men's mile world record. This remarkable achievement occurred at the prestigious London Diamond League, where Kerr clocked an incredible 3 minutes and 42.66 seconds, surpassing Moroccan Hichem El Guerrou's 1999 record by nearly half a second. Cheered on by a 60,000-strong crowd at London Stadium, Kerr's astonishing performance cemented his status as an elite athlete, drawing widespread acclaim from fans and experts alike. Kerr's journey to this success was meticulously crafted. Having declared his intentions months before, he engaged in a rigorous training regimen known as Project 222. This project aimed to break the 222-second mile barrier, and Kerr's triumph is a testament to the relentless efforts of both him and his team. Under the expert guidance of his coach, Danny Mackey, Kerr underwent intense training, even overcoming a calf injury that disrupted his Tokyo World Championships aspirations. The victory also reinstates Britain's historical prowess in the mile event, a feat last achieved by fellow Brit Steve Cram in 1985. Kerr's race strategy was clear. He utilized pacemakers initially, then accelerated to maintain a pace that exceeded previous personal bests. Training at high altitude in America and donning bespoke athletic gear for maximum efficiency, Kerr capitalized on every advantage to enhance his performance. Despite the intricate nature of the attempt, Kerr emerged victorious, fulfilling his promise to the athletics community. His success not only underscores his own talent, but also revitalizes British athletics, inspiring future generations. Kerr now turns his attention to sustaining his form, aiming for more achievements at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Upon reflection, Kerr expressed a mixture of relief and pride, highlighting the collective effort of his team that was pivotal in his success. He joins an esteemed company of British mile record holders, pledging to uphold and elevate British athletic distinction on the global stage.